أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 110 of Surah Al-Kahf, which is the last ayah of the surah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after speaking about the kalimat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is infinite, it cannot be counted, it cannot be enlisted, enumerated. Allah Ta'ala says, say, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama ana basharun mithlukum, certainly I am a bashar, I am a human, mithlukum, like how you are. The difference between you and I, yuha ilay, revelation has come upon me, that is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now this is the belief of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the whole Ummah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not an angel, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not any other species, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a human. We all understand that. Take the example of a stone. A stone is a stone. It will have sometimes a pebble that may have little value. Sometimes it may not even have value at all. But then you get a precious stone, a diamond for example, that has a great deal of value, but all of them are stones. So hence here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is reiterating this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is insan, he is human. However, a very, very huge difference between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and any other human is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen him from all the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam to be khayrul bashar, to be the best of humans, khayru khalqillah, the best of the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What was this wahi primarily that came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Innama ilahukum ilahun wahid. Certainly your ilah, your deity, your object of worship, your God is one ilah, and that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That there is no partner to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in so far as the Zat, the being of Allah Ta'ala is concerned, in so far as the Sifat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is concerned. Allah Ta'ala is wahdahu la sharika la, Allah is one, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has no partner whatsoever. Now here, there is also a very big difference that one should understand and realize, that nobody can attribute divinity to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bringing this particular part of wahi, that Allah ta'ala is wahdahu la sharika la, and Allah ta'ala does not share any divinity with anyone, whether it was Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, or whether it was our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, then that person who is hopeful of meeting his Rabb, that person who aspires to meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then what he should do, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, then let him practice and carry out righteous deeds, that is أَعْمَالِ صَالِحًا. Together with that, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا, and he should not ascribe in his ibadat, he should not bring as a partner in his ibadat anyone else with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In other words, his ibadat also should be only for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One is our iman in Allah wahdahu la sharika la, and one is our a'mal only for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Several narrations come in the different kitabs of hadith with regards to the revelation of this ayah or this last part of the ayah. One is that a person should go out in jihad fi sabilillah, but when he used to go out, he used to do it for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but he was also wishful and hopeful that people will recognize his bravery, his courage, and then people will acknowledge that. So that was one narration that had come. Then there is another narration of a person that would make the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and he would wish that people would come to know about that ibadat. Then there is another narration. In this narration, the name of the person has also been taken, Jundub ibn Zuhair, that he used to have this, that he would make the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then when people would come to know, then he would exert himself in the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So regarding these different incidents that had taken place, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam waited for wahi, and the wahi had come down that فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. That we should not ascribe anyone and not bring as a partner anyone in our ibadat that we carry out, obviously, for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now on the converse, the opposite of this, the great Sahabi, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he once said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in my home, in other words, totally concealed, I make the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then sometimes it happens that a person walks in, and that person sees my ibadat. So what happens in that case? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Huraira, for you is double reward. One is the reward of making Allah's ibadat in total secrecy, and the other is making Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ibadat that becomes known to people. Now there is another narration that somebody asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a similar question, that we making the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then people come to know about it, and then in our hearts there is a little joy. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is the immediate bushra, glad tidings from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So ulama have now divided these two groups of ahadith, and the gist of it is that the first group, when they had embarked on the ibadat, they wished, they became hopeful for others to recognize and others to see. So that was that shirk that they had brought, and that is what is termed as riya, ostentation or showing off one's ibadat. In the second group of ahadith, the ibadat was done purely for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then after that, if people come to know, they would come to know. But at the time of embarking on the ibadat, there is only that ikhlas and sincerity for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We are thought a very beautiful dua that we will conclude with and terminate. For each and every one of us, we should be constantly making this dua. Allahumma ja'al a'malana khalisatan liwajhik. Allahumma ja'al a'malana khalisatan liwajhik. Oh Allah, make all our a'mal purely for you. And that dua that we make, inshallah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give us that ikhlas, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant us that sincerity. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdih. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.